Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm in the spot where, like, a guy like Paterka, or even Dalene, if he came to you and said he wants to move, like, well, man, that's tough luck, man. Like, you signed a contract at this point. Like, I think you got to start pushing back. If you're just letting everybody who comes to you and says, well, I'm unhappy, okay, we'll move you, like, you're setting a bad precedent. You have to push back a little bit. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why they're not so keen on trading Paterka. Well, yeah, you might be happy. Well, I don't know, man. You got 4 years until you're an unrestricted free agent. So, I don't know. What are you going to do? Go get an offer sheet, please, because we're just going to match it.
Chad DeDominicis, just before with us, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Chad of Expected Buffalo. You agree with that, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I've really gotten to a point where it's come up in here with you, but I was on with Sal last week. I don't remember what day, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it was. And I said it with him. I'm like, you know, at some point, I think you just have to stop giving in all the time. Guys could end up leaving you for nothing, but you're kind of spinning your wheels here. So you could regret it. It's something they haven't tried, really. They have mostly, well, at least unless we don't know about it. We usually know if a guy is unhappy. And across the line, it's just, okay, you want to go now? Go. You know, we don't want you if you don't want us, kind of thing. And I get that. You know, you don't want to have, you know, rotten apples in the locker room that are miserable, that are, you know, it's going to drag everybody down. But they've been carrying this, oh, the room is great. Everyone everyone that's here loves it. They love the guys. They love the chemistry. Really tight group. And it hasn't gotten them anywhere. So I don't know. Maybe some dissension could be healthy for them. I don't know. I'm exaggerating here just to make the point. It's a thing they haven't tried. Just sort of standing firm. No. We have your rights. You have really no the only leverage you have is I'm unhappy. I'll resist the urge to put on a voice for that. I'm unhappy. You're unhappy. Too bad. You're a pro hockey player. You're ours. We're going to figure this out.
Are you, this point, are you thinking of examples that are post-Eichel?
Not really. I feel like that's the last time we had this, I think.
That's how I see it. And guys like Kyle Okposo, you know, these players at Skinner that have left since, weren't even good enough to be that relevant.
Yeah, they weren't the forcing story line, their way out. Right.
No, right. The storyline was never they want to leave. And this is somebody I'm forgetting. But it's been a few years, is what I'm saying, since they were living that way. And when that all happened, Reinhardt and Eichel were close enough together. O'Reilly before them.
Yes.
That's all like sort of eventually it's Adams taking over and trying to stay above water, you know, trying to move players, stars that he felt like he had to move, which I would agree with, and make the best of it. And he really, I mean, I guess Levi will determine the Reinhardt trade's fate mostly, but I it could have gone worse is all. I think in mm-hmm. how that all went down. So now you're a few years later, and even with the Adams you know, the unfortunate press conference and, you know, players wanting to play for the Sabres, it's not so, like, right now, it doesn't have to be right now, so the world we're living in, so the big obstacle, this, the desire of the players on your team, or even guys outside. So, I mean, yeah, I think you can push back. I just don't think it's necessary. I don't think they're drowning from nobody wants to be on the team. You know, I just don't see it quite being that bad. And if I'm them, I know, would I do any worse is what you're thinking when you're driving around. Like, you wish I was they. I think it's not ideal, just to put it mildly, when you're a team in their position, like in the standings, and you're looking at the upcoming, your assets, is like, we've got to get better right now, because that's what a team like, I mean, I want to say like Toronto, but they're already so good. The teams I'm thinking of are already so good. Some team that's just like, they made the playoffs this year, they made a move, Ottawa, or even better team than Ottawa, is like, okay, this is the moment. It's been more than a decade since the Sabres have been in that chair. But this is the moment where we trade our picks, we trade our top prospect, and we get better. And that move, fans love it, especially when you're like an Ottawa or a Buffalo or a team that like almost never seems to do it and has never won a championship. So that's hot. And it would send a jolt through your players. And that's how you save Tuck and Paterka if they need saving.
Right.
So, and your fan base. The messaging is always just like, it always is at best, like it stops short from the Sabres. They just don't message at all, or just like, they're just invisible. If I were they and I intended, the play was to trade that ninth pick and to get more serious on the ice this year, everybody would know it. My players would know it. I mean, I'd have to sell it. I don't know if Adams can sell it, or if he plans to do it. But everybody would know it. If you have a team on this drought, and what you're really thinking is, we're not good enough to trade our number one, our top 10 draft pick for somebody who's 29, or say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not good enough to do that. It's not the right moment yet. If that was what your thinking was, you would not want to promote that. Like, the fans will hate that.
Right.
You can't, you know, really sell that right
now.
Nobody
wants to hear a speech about replenishing the system.
No, but it's not that it doesn't make sense.
No.
But it just doesn't apply.
It's kind of warranted. They're not what they were even 3 years ago. Guys have graduated, and the shine is off some of the guys. We talked with Wheeler on last week, Scott Wheeler from The Athletic. You know, like Roseanne was 2 years ago, like, oh, that's a shiny object in your system. And now there's questions about, how did he phrase it? Is he a quadruple A, 4A player, right? Just not going to graduate to being a top line offensive player in the NHL. He's in the AHL. He is that. Yeah, I mean, that's tough. That happens as guys get older. It's one of the reasons why, to me, you know, you're picking. You don't know if you're going to pick right, but you trade away Matt Savoy, you know, because who knows? You got five of these guys. They're all not going to hit. If they do, you probably don't have room for them all anyway. And max out on their value now before they end up, well, turning into guys that look like they might project as 4A players. So you get, you know, they're not great organizationally right now, but I still would trade the pick because it's 14 years. You got to do something else. And, you know, the whole draft, develop, sign model is taking body blows from the Florida Panthers, who had exactly three players that they drafted on the back-to-back cup-winning roster. Three players that they drafted.
Well, they would, maybe Adams would tell you that's their advantage.
Sure.
Because they are a destination now. Maybe they just recently became one, but that's you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think they did. I think when Tkachuk decided to go there from Calgary, right, he wanted out of Calgary. I'm not signing an extension in Calgary. I want to go somewhere else. And him choosing there change that entire franchise. The Sabres need their Matthew Tkachuk moment. Like, they need a guy that is credible and impactful enough on the ice, off the ice, in the room. Like, the fans need it. The room needs it. The organization needs it. And, like, just, I mean, good. It's hard to find. That's a high bar, right? Making trades, making moves, getting bottom six guys and third pair guys. Okay. It's a little bit painting by numbers. No, you know, it's harder than that, but it's really, as far as GMing goes, you can do that job. This is the tree. You got to find the right guy, sell him on the idea of coming here. If they have protection, wave it, and we're going to make this thing sing. Because this is a market that should be ready to blast off if we ever get good, but you got to find that guy.
I don't know how you sell it, though.
To the guy?
The team is just too sad.
Yeah.
Like, the whole building is sad. The whole thing is just sad. So how do you convince somebody that this is actually where they should want to be? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're from here, you could do it. I don't know. I don't know how you sell that. But that's what the job is. Yeah, like, it's nice if you're a GM and you find out that Matthew Tkachuk wants to play for your team. And so you just have to figure out how to get him, but
right.
He's going to wait for you to get him. Like, that, you want him back. You want him too.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to figure out the deal. Reminds me, actually, of Jim Boeheim once. I remember being at I've said this before. I don't have very many Jim Boeheim stories, but I've got one or two. And I was at a luncheon with him once many years ago, and we were talking about recruiting. And, you know, he said what you would expect a coach to say about the rigors of it, the rules and everything.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everything, mm-hmm. And it's different now, but still, like, you're trying to find somebody that wants to go to Syracuse. And they had a great tradition, so it wasn't, like, the hardest selling point, mm-hmm. school or anything. But still, like, not everybody wants to go there when they can go, you know, anywhere.
Right.
And he's like, so there are efforts you make and doesn't work out because there's only so much I can offer as Syracuse. But then one day I'm sitting in my office and somebody knocked at the door and I opened it. It was Ronnie Cicely. And he said, I want to play here. There was no recruiting. Ronnie Cicely, this is the 80s now, but like was this Greek god who just showed up at Boeheim's office. And like, I'm Ronnie Cicely. I want to play for you. Like, okay. That's Tkachuk. Yeah, that's what I'm going for here.
We can make that work.
We can find room for you. Yeah. And then they're in the national championship game.
Right.
Like, so nice if you if you're lucky enough to have somebody knock on your door and want to rescue the Sabres.
Yep.
If there's some, you
well,
know,
that's one of the reasons why. And look, it's not. I want to say this, but I want to make sure it's clear that it's not bankable. I'm in no way predicting it, but one of the most impressive things about Kekalainen being brought in as an advisor is that he did this with Columbus with Johnny Gaudreau. Now, that it didn't get to, you know, his life got cut short tragically, so you didn't get to see it in full bloom, but he pulled that off. And we've talked about it a few times. Paul brings it up too. Like, that was not on the radar at all. It's still even kind of shocking that it happened. That he, you know, he'd go anywhere he wants, and he chose there. That's the kind of thing you're going to need that. You need someone, because that was prime of his career, just excellent player, just check every box. And he chose to go there. Boy, who is that guy out there? You know, I don't know who it is. I mean, I can give you all the list of reasons why it won't be this guy or that guy. They all center on what I feel about the Sabres organization right now. But I don't know what those guys feel about the organization. I assume they feel, you know, worse than me, even, because they probably know a lot of stuff that we don't know.
Well, they've got to. I mean, I don't know if this is even within their potential, but I would be just trying to find anybody that meets certain criteria, not just, you know, the quality of the player, but personality types. What would make this better? Like the room, all the kinds of things, you know, how serious is the guy? Do we need seriousness? How, you know, sort of like loose is the guy? Do we need loose? Mm-hmm. Whatever. And I don't know if that's like within the potential of the Sabres to like sort of comprehensively, maybe it is. Maybe all teams try to do this, but figuring out that right fit. So you check multiple boxes at once if you are able to find quality, and that makes the guys you have that are fuzzy feel better. Like, all right, well, that's a serious move. The Sabres just have not made hardly any moves, you know, year to year. That's been its own problem, right? They sit still when they go and lose 13 games in a row and nothing really changes until they finally win, and the season is kind of killed already by that. So yeah. I don't know who it is either, but I feel like in a vacuum, it's not a team that should be trading a top 10 draft pick. Like they're still, they need more good players, even if it means 2 or 3 years away. Because, you know, you want this to last more than 1 year,
yeah.
Whatever it is. So that doesn't feel right, but they just don't have the luxury, I would call it a luxury, of, you know, considering that option seriously. It's just the whole reputation of this thing is just so shot. In out here, I think it is, that you got to bring it back to life somehow. Somebody has to bring it back to life somehow. The guy that was supposed to, the Ronnie Cicely in the Sabres example is actually named Terry Pegula. He's the one who was supposed to, mm-hmm. you know, that's how it was sold, you know, by him. I'm coming in, and we're not going to, you know, cut corners anymore. And this is a serious team now. Kind of went the wrong way. Yeah. Went the other way, eventually. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.